paid for something. And you paid up what you owed, they would give you some kind of gift. They would give you some kind of gift.
Did you? But you didn't have a word for that. Nylon or rawdus?
Sometimes they wouldn't know what that old gift was till they got home. Sometimes it was money, sometimes it was other things.
All right, and if someone goes swimming and goes into the water and doesn't swim and dies, you say, well, he was in the river. What?
Swimming.
And what is the word that would say how he died? He was.
Yes, your little gift.
How he died.
Yes, sir.
He drowned in the
river.
And if you're talking about a bad place, maybe there's a deep hole, and you say every few years
gets caught drowning in that whirlpool in the water.
And what does a baby do before it walks?
Crawls.
And if a boy sees an apple up in a tree or he saw an apple, what did he do to get it?
He climbed the tree.
And if you tell him to be careful and he says, oh, don't worry, I have
climbed the pole.
And if a man wants to hide behind a very low hedge, what does he have to do?
Squat down.
All right.
Lie down.
And if a person goes into church and goes up to the altar and goes down on their knees, how do you describe that? She
went down to altar prayer.
And do you use to kneel?
Be careful. Was that? Don't worry, I have.
Yes, I mean, you're supposed to do that. It's getting very uncommon. You had to go down there to take of your bread and wine when they went to have that prayer where you had to kneel down.
Right.
But now, that kneeling, I was taught that way going to church. All the people, whether they was called upon to pray or what, everybody, where they could, they always got down on their knee and kneel down to offer thanks to the Lord.
And you say, if you, yesterday, Mrs. So-and-so went down the front of the church and she
knelt at the altar.
Right, and if someone says, well, I'm not feeling too well, I think I'll go in the bedroom and
lie down.
And if a man is sick and he stays in bed all day, you say, instead of getting up, he just
lie there all day.
And if you have a dream, later you might tell somebody about it, and you say, well, I just
dreamed awful bad last night.
And I dreamed so-and-so, and all of a sudden somebody puts their foot down on the floor real hard. What would a young man say if he meets a young woman at a dance or a party and he wants to go home with her? He might say, may I
tell somebody about it? You say, well,
may I you home?
Any other way of saying that? Would it be a difference if it's all put or in a vehicle?
Might I see you home? Could mean you could be walking or you could be riding. If you say, may I see you home? If you say, may I accompany you home, that would mostly mean that he would be walking.
And if he transport her in a vehicle, he might say, may I
ride you home?
All right. And if a wagon gets stuck in the mud, you can get in front of it, you can
pull it out.
Or you can get behind it and
push it up.
All right, and if you carried a heavy suitcase a long way, instead of saying I carried it, you might say, what other ways?
I toted that suitcase.
All right. And if...